Our gospel passage this morning begins and ends with love. In verse 15, Jesus declares that if his disciples love him, they will keep his commandments. So, how do you express love for God? How do you express your love for God? By telling God, I love you. Singing praises to him. These are good things, but they only scratch the surface. Love requires action. I think we show God we love him through obedience, because actions definitely speak louder than words. They start. Obedience. To be obedient is tough. And we won't always feel like we want to obey. But I believe our desire for obedience grows as we continue to experience God's love, goodness, and faithfulness in our lives through His Holy Spirit. You know, the Word of God says in Psalm 37, verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And one of the preachers said, He will not give us all what we want, but He will change the desires of our hearts. Just for example, St. Paul. He started with persecution. He started persecuting the church. And while he was on the road to Damascus, he met the Lord. And his desires changed. He wanted to imprison the Christians. And he became a prisoner for Christ. He changes our desires. And this is something we see being fulfilled in St. Paul's life. He loved the Lord through his action. St. Paul had fled from Berea. He was, in fact, I must mention that he was probably on his second missionary journey in the year 49 AD. He was in the area of Greece, and he had fled from Berea thanks to some angry people who wanted to kill him, and he landed in Athens. Imagine Paul wandering around Athens, a university town, a place of high culture, a place of great intellectual stimulation. But as he is wandering around, he is getting deeply distressed to see that the city was full of idols. In verse 16 of the same chapter, it says, he was distressed as Paul witnessed this intellectual city giving God's glory to graven images. It was more than Paul could take. Paul went on the offensive. And in verse 16, it says, now while Paul was waiting for them, he was waiting for Silas and Timothy to join him at Athens. He was waiting for them at Athens. His spirit was being provoked within him as he was observing the city full of idols. And by the way, the word provoked there literally means to become angry or infuriated. But why? Why did Paul get deeply distressed that the city was full of idols? Why did he become so angry or infuriated? I believe because of his love for the true living God and his Son Jesus Christ. Because Paul knew the true living God who sent his only Son to die for humanity. Therefore, Paul couldn't tolerate what was going on in Athens. In our gospel this morning, Jesus said to his disciples, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Love and commandments, they go hand in hand. In verse 15, Jesus declares, if his disciples love him, they will keep his commandments. They are two sides of the same coin. We the readers may ask, what commandments? Commandments to love one another and become his witnesses. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. This was the last command which Jesus gave before his ascension to heaven. As Paul witnessed this intellectual city giving God's glory to graven images, it was more than Paul could take. Paul had what Jeremiah, Prophet Jeremiah, referred to as a fire in my heart and in my bones. Athens was a city filled with mysticism, idolatry, philosophy, temples, and false gods. When he saw all this, the Holy Spirit provoked him to become a witness of the only true God. John's Gospel calls the Spirit the Paracletus, or Paraclete as we know, or Advocate, a term for someone who is called to one's side as a source of help. A quick reading of John may give the impression that the Spirit is the Advocate who brings the truth and bears witness to the truth and exposes the sin of the world. But the world refuses to recognize and receive Jesus or the Holy Spirit. It was God's love and Paul's love towards God that provoked him to do what he did. Acts chapter 17, verse 17 says, so Paul was reasoning in the synagogue with the Jews and God-fearing Gentiles and in the marketplace every day with those who happened to be present. It was Paul's love for the Lord. Remember Jesus' holy anger? When he cleansed the temple? When he saw what was going on in the temple, he entered the temple and drew out all who sold and bought in the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers. It was Jesus' love for his Father's house. It was the love for Christ that Paul demonstrated. He loved Christ through his actions by confronting the Athenians that day. The Areopagus was a high court named after the hill on which it stood. It was this high court, it was in this high court that the Paracletus, the advocate, comforter, or helper came along to help Paul. The Holy Spirit is specifically said to do the following. Teach, remind, abide, and testify about Jesus. And like Jesus, the Holy Spirit deals in truth. How about us? If we say we love God, do we demonstrate that love through our actions? When we witness people around us worshipping some form of idols, do we dare to become witnesses for the Lord, or do we give a blind eye, thinking, I have nothing to do with this? It's not my job. Why should I be bothered? What to me? But the Lord says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Become my witnesses. Of course, a little adapting may require, as Paul did. He said, you are very religious people. He started with that. A little adapting. He quoted their points. Love for Jesus is not about our emotions. Love for Jesus is about following His call in our lives and living in obedience to Him. On Friday, I had a privilege to spend time with our dear Bishop David Kodia, and he'll be sharing his faith journey and experience when he was here in Prague almost 30 years ago. He told me that when he was here as a student in Prague, he and some of his friends started searching for a place to worship. And they went around the entire city, searching for a place for many days. And finally, they arrived to St. Clement's. And I said to myself, that's the love in action. It's love for the Lord and devotion towards Him. Dear friends, authentic love for Jesus is shown by how we live to Him and how we live with each other. When it comes to love, Jesus doesn't want warm sentiments. He wants obedience. When it comes to love, Jesus doesn't want our feelings so much as our actions. When it comes to love, Jesus doesn't want emotions, He wants devotion. So today, I want to invite you to think about the idols of our world. An idol is something that we lift up in our world. An idol is something we value more than God. It is something we think is great, but which leaves us unfulfilled. Idolatry can take many forms in our lives. And it can be different for each one of us. Glamour, drugs, alcohol, all the things you can think of. The idolatry of consumerism, for instance, and the idolatry of military power, Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The idolatry of consumerism would indicate a deep desire for future fulfillment. Consumers are always pursuing the next best thing. What is new? What is new in the market, in the media, in the newspaper? Which is good, but what we value. The Athenians would spend their time in nothing but telling or hearing something new. But new is not always true. You think the Bible is old, 2000 years ago? Nothing is new, but what is true? So a question for us becomes, in what sense does God in Jesus Christ meet our deepest desires for human fulfillment and wholeness? As we let go of the idols we chase, we can begin to see our deepest desires being fulfilled by God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Knowing that it is in God that we live and move and have our being begins to bring a sense of peace into the chaos of our lives. We can all admit that obedience is difficult, it's tough. But we have been given an advocate and helper to assist when things get tough. We need the Holy Spirit. We need each other to experience the Holy Spirit. God expects us to love each other the way Christ loves us, so that the world would know that we are His disciples. In the name of God, His Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.